In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I'd teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind. On this week's episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we'll be listening to a listener submission. This tape comes in from Gregory Greenleaf in Harpswell, Maine. Here's his introduction. Over the course of the last 9 years, I have been present at the birth of each of my four children. Two zipped through the birth canal. Two were swooped up out of my wife's uterus during an emergency C-section. As they traveled through the air, two along the X-axis, two along the Y, I like to imagine they had the sensation, if just for a moment, of flying. And what were they flying into when they took the greatest leap of faith a human can make? Two went directly to the NICU. Two went directly into their mother's and father's arms. Since the moment each child lifted off, three have lived and one died of a genetic disorder. In their own time, each has recognized the mighty pull of gravity on our plans to reach an ever higher altitude. So I think of wings, the mighty symbol that equally represents great freedom and joy as well as intense tragedy and death. Think Evel Knievel. Think Lindbergh. Think Earhart. the Challenger, the Eagle that landed, Icarus, the Wright brothers. How easy it is to match an aeronautic triumph with an aeronautic disaster. For every Red Baron swooping through a blue horizon, there's a Hindenburg crashing in flames against a cold gray tarmac in New Jersey. So, here is the tape, a mixture of songs that attempts to snare in sound the wing symbol in my life. I hear resurrection, freedom, loss, love, nature, disappointment, joy, and optimism. And, in the end, maybe that's what make human beings so marvelous. We are eternally optimistic. Even when the landing gear fails to deploy and the brakes fail, we still believe we can bring her down safely. And as the plane slams against the ground and skids uncontrollably to where the fuel depot is located, maybe we will come to a halt just as the plane's fender brushes up against a barrel of jet fuel. Maybe we won't. Oh, the humanity! Still, as the lyrics of one song suggests, even flying, quote, on a wing and a prayer is better, it appears, than staying on the ground. Hold on, I need to press play.
In the year 1987, NASA launched the last of America's deep space probes. Aboard this compact starship, a lone astronaut, Captain William Buck Rogers, was to experience cosmic forces beyond all comprehension. In a freak mishap, his life support systems were frozen by temperatures beyond imagination. Ranger 3 was blown out of its planned trajectory into an orbit 1,000 times more vast, an orbit which was to return Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
We'll be right back. storm is blowing out to sea. It carries with it my tears. From the woods arise an elfish spirit, a melody of motion and color. It's a butterfly up in the summer sky, giving joy to all that brush against his wings. You're my butterfly, spirit that cannot die, dancing through my life, helping me as I go. Spirit settles on a lily, pools of water grow still, the day grows calmer in this meadow, with arms outstretched. Thank you.
she's walking through the clouds where the circus man is running around. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and fairy tales. Oh, she ever talks about riding with the wind. Circus man, it's running around. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and fairy tales. Oh, she ever thinks about riding with the wind. But I'm sad she comes.
The stewardess said both pilots.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Doctor, I've checked everyone. Mr. Stryker's the only one.
What flying experience have you had?
Well, I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
Start making a deal, inspired by gravity. If I did wrong, I won't do it again. 'Cause I can be sweet and good and nice. And if I had enemies, they're friends. I'll hold on to my life with the grip of a fluffy clouds like a feather bed, but I'd rather have a real pillow underneath my head, lying in my bed, which is in my hometown, which is on the ground, far from an airplane, far from an airplane, far from an
all my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you, then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone, about the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. Again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Number 11, Black-Capped Chickadee.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. This moment to arrive. this moment to arrive.
What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of regret.
Mighty river, give her all she gets. What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of regret.
me from out of the blue.
Believe it or not.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden. Online at thecommunityschool.org. And Side Country Sports of Rockland. Online at sidecountrysports.com. Production support for today's show was provided by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.